I will not overlay my Facebook profile picture with the French tricolor. It's not a political statement. I'm not protesting the fact that a day before the attacks in Paris, Facebook had not offered to temporarily add the cedar of Lebanon to my profile picture to mark the deaths in Beirut. Or that Baghdad and Damascus and Kenya all went unmarked, with no options for those there to indicate themselves safe. All of that is true. And the hurt that people in those parts of the world feel when it seems that their deaths matter less is warranted. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But we live in a world these days where if we truly spread out our dismay and shock with an even hand, our profile pictures would be changing color every other week to flags whose colors most of us do not even know, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. If Facebook were to offer a safe button in Syria, it would need to be active every day, 24/7. I will not overlay my Facebook profile picture with the French tricolor because the ideal world is not one where social media marks all those tragedies without favor or discrimination, but one where those tragedies are so exceptional that our morphed profiles actually mean something. Instead, we live in a world where those events happen with such horrific regularity. The latest iteration of Facebook profile colors feels more reflexive than reflective. The readiness of our technological response to this terror in our virtual lives only serves to highlight that much more nakedly our utter vulnerability to it in our real lives. Forget an airplane, we are not even safe in a concert hall, and we won't be much safer tomorrow either. But we do have an algorithm to color code our response to the tragedy almost instantly. It's perhaps our frustration at this helplessness that forces us to squabble instead about the quantum of grief and mourning. Was the attack on Beirut not an attack on humanity as well? How many statements has Obama made about Boko Haram? What about Mumbai? Did it only feature in the world's attention because well-heeled foreign tourists stayed at the Taj Hotel? It is a fact that we live in a grossly unequal, skewed world, which is post-colonial but not free of its effects. Cities like Paris and New York have a romantic hold over our imaginations that is far greater than cities closer at hand that have far more significance to our daily lives. Even in socialist India, where we could rarely travel beyond Nepal, we were dreaming in the 60s about an evening in Paris, according to a Bollywood film. तुमको दिखलाता हूँ पेरिस की एक रंगी शाम देखो 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 एन इवनिंग इन But we love what we love and we mourn what we mourn for reasons that might not stand up to political scrutiny or even reason. There is a time and a place to interrogate all of this. But it feels churlish to deny someone their right to mourn Paris because yesterday they had not mourned Beirut with the same fervor. It is okay to be moved by the lone pianist playing John Lennon's Imagine outside the ravaged Bataclan concert hall without feeling guilty that no one did the same outside that mall in Kenya. Perverse as it sounds, thousands more people today are aware of those killed in Beirut on Thursday because of those killed in Paris on Friday. That does not make it right, but that is the way the world works. We could take note of that, or we could shake our fingers and embark on yet another round of whataboutery, knowing full well there's always another place and another tragedy that has not received the attention or the Facebook filter it deserved. And the main effect that whataboutery will have is to shame those who simply want to mourn Paris without doing anything to shame those who actually brought about the devastation there.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Imagine. imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Now you may say but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one.